Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Akia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my weekly podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace and blessings, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of Holistically Being. Of course, I am your girl, Lakia McDaniel. In today's show, I feel hits a little differently for me today. More like a little more transparent than usual. And you know, to be honest, I've been quite transparent before on this podcast, but this one hits differently today for me. I recently experienced something traumatic, and it was to the point where I really couldn't deal with my emotions. Lasted for a moment, but you know, I was hurt to the point where I didn't want to be here anymore. Like, I just wanted to leave this earth because I didn't want to be hurt or disappointed by the pain inflicted from dealing with people who would piss on you and call it rain. You know? Long story short, I did manage to get through that, you know. I'm no longer in that headspace. What I have promised myself is to continue on with my therapy sessions and take things one day at a time. And I know that I have the ability to find my happy place again. Because you know why? Because of my support system, which is the topic of today's show. Having a tribe is the support system that could save your life. If it wasn't for my tribe, I don't know how I would be right now. You know, I may probably be in that headspace again or still, right? But, you know, it's like, even though I'm not like considering, you know, harming or killing myself, you know, because I know better, you know, I know that despite how traumatic this particular experience was, I'm not going to let people or situations make me think that taking my own life is going to be the answer. I refuse to allow people to have that kind of power over me, you know. But to have those people in your life who will remind you of how special you are and how much you're loved and how much you're cared for, it really does wonders for your healing, you know. Because I need those people in my life to remind me. Even though I can remind myself, I need those around me to let me know that I'm not tripping and that I am special and that I do belong here. And I need those people to remind me that I have a purpose, you know. They are my tribe. They are my life board of directors, my true life board of directors, people who truly want to see the best for me, true, and wants to support me genuinely. People who are authentic with who they are and not who they pretend to be, right? I've had a few people reach out to me since I've made people aware of my situation. People who I didn't even expect to reach out, which is crazy. You know, there are some people who I expected to reach out and I haven't heard from them. But then there are people who I've heard from and I didn't expect to hear from them. It's crazy how the universe works, right? But nonetheless, I'm glad I'm glad that these people reached out to me. And, you know, perhaps, you know, the people who I did expect to hear from will eventually hit me up or whatever. But, you know, it really doesn't matter if they do, if they don't. What I'm really celebrating here right now, the fact that I have a support system that I truly am grateful for. You know, having a tribe is not only good for your spirit, they're good for you to have throughout your holistic journey, believe it or not. You know, these same people can support you in your transition to living a healthier lifestyle. The total package, mind, body, and spirit, you know? Every now and then I say, practicing living holistic is not just about watching what you eat and watching what you put on your skin or anything like that. It's also about what you surround yourself with and who you allow in your personal space. You have those in your corner who will remind you of what's important when it comes to that. You know? When shit hits the fan, and they're there to guide you, support you, they'll let you know that you've done the right thing. Because why? You need to be around people and with people whose intentions are pure, who is aligned with your personal mission in life, and that's to just be at peace and be happy and be healthy and be in love, right? Experience an abundance of all of that. And you should never allow any situation or anyone prevent you from experiencing that, because you deserve it. And I remind myself of that too. And I'm grateful that I have a support system and a tribe who reminds me of that as well. You know? These people didn't have to reach out to me, but they did. And I'm truly thankful. And because of them, it helps me along the way. It helps me on my healing journey, which is not going to be an easy process, but it can be done. I've been down this road before, as far as heartbreak is concerned and disappointment. And I'll get through this one. Despite wanting to leave this earth less than 12 hours ago, 24 rather. You know, you tend to think out of pocket and speak differently when you are overwhelmed with emotion, you know. But I've come to realize that once you come out of that low vibrational energy, your thoughts shift, you know. Your mindset shifts because you know you have a purpose. You know you have a beautiful life to live, and you are capable of the abundance. You are capable of creating the abundance that you deserve. And, you know, transitioning to a holistic lifestyle is not just your diet, your physical diet. It's a mental diet. It's an emotional diet. It's having to get rid of that bad energy. It's having to get rid of people who pretends to want to see you win, but don't. People who take away instead of adding value to your life. It can be difficult to tell the difference sometimes, but once we acknowledge the red flags in certain people, that's when we realized that we had to stop overlooking those red flags. You want to look at those red flags and look at them. Oh, no, they're not red. They're purple. They're not red. They're pink. They're pink flags, you know? We don't want to see the truth, you know? Sometimes it takes getting smacked in the face extra hard, twice, to make us see the truth behind certain situations and people, you know? And it'll be a try to make you realize that you're not alone. You've done the right thing. And because of what you've gotten rid of and what you've removed yourself from, you're going to make room for something even better. And that's with anything that you want to desire. I mean, manifest rather. Well, desire too, but manifesting what you desire. How about that? So yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a tribe that you can count on, just continue to appreciate them. You know, be grateful for the tribe that you have, because they will definitely help save your life. I can definitely vouch for that. Until next time, beautiful people, take care. Peace. Hey, beautiful people, this is your girl, Lakia McDaniel of Holistically Being, making sure you tune in to my weekly podcast on implementing methods for a healthier mind, body, and spirit. We owe it to ourselves to live life in color and in high definition. Join me every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.